If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
It's a new day. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We're back again with the gorgeous double play. So much coming your way this afternoon, wherever you are. And for those who missed out the show yesterday, you're tuning in for the first time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And the ones who were experimenting yesterday, you're back today. Welcome back. We appreciate you. To the loyal ones, you're always there. You're always there. So we love you and we're crazy about you. Yes, it's Drive 959 with Glenn Skumba and Komutso here to electrify your world until 6 p.m. Studio number is 08-0088-959. WhatsApp us on 063-686-0959. We're also on socials.
We are Instagram, X, and we're everywhere.
Yeah, we are everywhere. So we are like the air that you breathe.
When you haven't stolen it, yes.
The air that you breathe. So, great. Thank you so much. So coming up on the show today, of course, here's a question that I asked, right? What's trending in your world? Sure. We're not talking about the trends of Sagina on SABC TV.
Yeah, yeah.
In your own world. Yeah. What's trending in your own world? So what's trending in my own world is that there's a story that I saw about Kaka being divorced by his wife because he's too sweet. So it's something that, you know, I'd like for us to talk about today. So you too can also drop us a call or drop us a WhatsApp and tell us what's trending in your world. It could be a pothole. It could be a taxi driver who kicked you out of a taxi.
Sure.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
So very interesting story. As far as what's trending in your world, because this is trending in my own world.
Sure.
I don't know what's trending in your world, but I thought it was a very intriguing story that Kaka's ex-wife, Kaka is a Brazilian superstar player who also won the World Cup, also played for one of my teams in Italy called AC Milan.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Capisce? You understand me?
Yeah,
you
I
understand
do.
The
I
vendor?
I do.
Because I'm speaking a vendor now. So Kaka's ex-wife reveals the bizarre reason why the Brazilian footballer divorced her in 2016 after 10 years of marriage. Kaka never betrayed me. He treated me well. He gave me a wonderful family. But I was not happy. Something was missing. The problem was he was too perfect for me. He was too perfect. And you know, these are conversations that I've had with women. Like, you see a woman dumping a guy. I'm like, why are you dumping? Oh, nice. He does this for me, but we are poor.
I'm
like, you guys just want trouble. Ne?
I get it.
How? You
people.
Get it. How?
I fully get it. I think sometimes the mixture of the same thing over and over again becomes too monotonous and boring.
Yeah.
So, Ning, lahlela trouble.
So I must disappear on a weekend.
Yeah. Ning, I must be pulling out my hair because I can't believe. But it's apparently us that are attracted to drama that are always looking for
really?
A drama effect in the relationship. Even when you are perfect, you have to be surprising.
You guys don't know what you want.
You guys don't know.
Komutso, this is the thing. As men, we are faulty in so many things.
Absolutely.
And we try by all means to be perfect. But at the same time, when we are perfect, you guys say, oh, you're too perfect for me.
You know what I mean? And you know what, Skumba, this is not the first time that I've heard such. And you know, it always blows my mind. But it also reminds me of one English man who once said, men's needs are unlimited. Like, because there's a guy one time who once called saying he does everything for his wife, bought her a car, bought her a house, she doesn't work, but she went on to sleep with a gardener.
Whoa. Come on, that's the spice. Bit of soil.
I don't know where women come from. Anyway, we've got a voice note. Let's listen to this voice note. What's trending in your world?
Yo, guys, Mina, what is trending in my life for the past week and it is still trending today? It is cars, being single, not having a brother, don't have friends. You know, my car is malfunctioning, electronics. I've been to electricians. Yo, kilo a bona monna o tlhalosetsa selo mo koloying o sa utlwisise gore go entle ke go iralang ka mo ebe ba di teenagers. Yo, hi guys, nyakowisha, nyakowisha ngifuna ukungasho.
See, this is the problem. Now she's single.
Yeah.
She has a car. Yeah. She doesn't know who to ask right now. If you have a man, oh, young Tina Lona, yeah, nifuna ni.
You know, nalwena kiel revotela timi wane ka di 29th of May because, oh wow, Busingili is trending. And I know exactly what she's talking about because I have to take in my tire, my rim, kishapile pothole. So rim yaka ikreki. The job of now needing me to take the tire to a person, and I'm like, but where's the boyfriend? King Merogwahai, this guy.
So yeah, we've got a couple of voice notes. Thank you so much for responding to whatever things that we say. Even when we cough, we get voice notes.
I was like, what a cute cough.
Isn't that incredible? We're like, wow, what a cough. You can tell you're in Rosebank, right?
What a cough.
So now it's trending potholes. Yo,
yeah.
I have to go to town, get a pothole, to get sharp, it's a king. Clever strong. So that's the story of my life. Hey, great show anyway.
What's trending in my world is that I don't have petrol. That is what is trending in my whole world.
There are no sugar daddies here.
I get this all over. We're giving away much 2,000.
Yes.
So, Glenn, what do you say today?
Plenty.
We don't have money. We've run out of money. Do we have money? Do we have money? Must I give it?
Yes.
Okay. Who was that?
R2000.
No, we'll call her. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't pay her. Call her. So that Tim can get 2,000.
Kenya, you are unbuffeting some children and that. Yawana, I'm a robot for was pan, and I'm Kali West Rent. I'm a robot for was pan. Nkala Imukale City, Ingazi, Izuenza, it traffic, Gilapan. Even by the traffic, Kakulu. That's Magnama traffic, copy traffic, Ivai, Imoto Zambi, Umbuzu, Twinsagala and Lapan.
You know what are really fascinating, is how women are ignoring the story I told you about Kaka,
Yeah.
You are blue ticking me. Women are blue-ticking me. And we are expecting a response from women to say, is it true that you want rough riders?
Yo, is it true?
I'm a 40-year-old woman.
Yes.
And my friends and I, most of us, are in our 40s. And we've been married for years now. And guess what we always talk about? Sesiboregile, like, angazi, this 40 years... Yeah, man, I don't know what it comes with. Or we call it 30, 40, or whatever we want to call it. But I go bigger 40, we are wild, hey? I don't know what's wrong with us. You feel like at least my sweet 16, we like, I man, this 40 is coming with a different 40, hey?
Wow.
And there's nothing wrong, man. We know what we want, but the sifunas are spicy, nyana.
Cayenne pepper, nyana.
What is spicy, nyana?
Cayenne pepper, how about the control? Ning requatelan, because... How are you gonna rock me if we are always happy, smiling? Yeah.
So basically, it means
chickpeas.
Be irresponsible from time to time.
Absolutely.
Never make a contribution.
No.
Rent.
Don't pay school fees.
Yeah.
Petrol like is not our problem. Like, we don't buy food. We don't bath.
Yeah.
We don't sleep at home.
And flirt with your friends.
Excuse me.
Exactly.
Flirt with your friends.
Come
yes.
back. Now my love bite. Hello.
Okay. Now I get it. They want entertainment. You will get it from us. 1542, Kaya 959. Good afternoon.
Yo, you know what? There's something about I'm a rough man, man. I'm a playboy. There is something. Honestly, as you were tandy, I was sweet. I'm a little imitated. So, I didn't know if I was an internal masanya win. Not in Tana Lava, man. Oh, no, Rafniana. I remember I once dated this guy. Shame he was so sweet, but I couldn't. Because they are lalela yonkinto, like, yo, Jesus. No, we want a little bit of roughness in the relationship.
Wow.
Hey, Komoto, you don't know what you want, eh? You want somebody to look into just be real. Then after Moto, hey, you can't pick a happy, you're soup, hello, you're in challenge, you're in the middle of the group. Aye, aye, aye. Then, Miria Kaka, Leona, doesn't know what they want, really. They don't know what they want, these people. They want drama always. They will just show you, just okay, you call back and you're going to phone your message. Come on, oh, now. They just want drama, these people. Aye, aye, it's going to be
So, what I find interesting, and I can believe this, because I've got a house next to Lyoko Prison.
Okay.
90% of the visitors are women.
Wow. So you are saying...
Let
let me just drama all the way.
Let me just put it out there. My house is right next to Lyoko Prison, and visitors are allowed on Sundays. 90% of the visitors are women.
Our children let us down.
Are women, and you've had stories of a guy who's in prison who's been sentenced to death and asking for a girlfriend or someone to marry, and women write letters to these people, and you sit there and you're like, a serial killer, you still want to marry him?
Point,
what about those ones who went to Tanzania? Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah,
Tanzania.
So as men, we don't know if we can be bad boys or we can be abokaka, yeah, just a grand. Oh, cause yeah,
that didn't come out nice.
Yeah, it didn't. It hadn't.
You're supposed to say kaka.
Kaka. Please.
No.
No, man.
Kaka.
Thank you. Kaka.
No,
no, respect us.
We are in Rosebank.
Sort of a culture or something.
This is Tembisa. It's not Tembisa.
How I watch football. It's not how you kaka in Rosebank. Eka, si chance.
It's kaka. Thank you very much.
Well, what's trending in my world is that my daughter's school has been reopened for almost 2 weeks now, and they haven't gotten their first term reports. I understand what they are doing because inyanga is almost up, and my reports agukulunywa nix ngawo.
Hi, Kemina. For the past week, iwani njinto trendayo. Hi. Hashtag crying for no reason. Nje uvuke ekseni nje uvele ube emotionally. Uthi uyaku-ignore ufike emsebenzini. Yazini kube too much kuk-overwhelm. So ugcina sowuyakhala. Uma bakubuza ukuthi manje girl ukhalelani kwenzakalani, nawe awazi ukuthi uzophendula uthini ngoba nawe self awazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Hayi, kuningi shame, kuningi.
On the streets, on the air, what's trending in my world is that I was stoned on the N12 between Avalon Cemetery and the pedestrian bridge by, what's that area there? Anyway, it'll come to me. So now when I tell people about it, they're telling me that I shouldn't have been driving on that stretch of road on the freeway. People usually get stoned there. So now my concern is, why is it that it's a norm that we can have a stoning spot and we don't see the police around there? Yeah, anyway, I'm stuck with a broken window now. But I wasn't harmed. I managed to stop the car safely. Great show, by the way.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.